This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
And we have Mason Winfield, and by the way, when a lot of times you get somebody's name sounding like another person's name. So Mason, of course, there is a number of people who are named Mason, like Mason Williams. Do you remember Mason Williams?
Sure. Good musician. I remember one really nice hit song.
Classical gas.
Yeah, I've been called a lot worse than that, you know.
You have no idea what they've called me, but we don't want to get into that. This broadcast radio.
Yeah, Mason Winfield became Jason Pinwheel, and, you know, ninth grade being what it is, or even younger than that.
You got to watch out for those kids in the ninth grade. They can be brutal.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was the best of them either, you know.
Well, of course, my name, Steinberg, refers to people mostly who were Jewish or German. And we had these Italian teenage boys at a school I went to, and they call me, hey, Schnitzelberger. Not that low key, you know, it would be higher pitch, but it would be the same thing. Hey there, Schnitzelberger, something like that.
Sure.
Sure. So, listen, I resemble that remark. We're getting back into the influences of musicians in rock music, like a former member of Van Halen claimed to be a UFO abductee. We have Up From the Skies from a certain famous guitarist from the 60s. You don't remember?
Well, I'm not sure I remember that, but I will tell you that there, you know, while UFO ET phenomena, incidentally, if you do want to go that direction, there's some fabulous stuff out there. But it does tend to be connected with psychic experiences in witnesses. There are so many cases, at least in the upstate New York, where people who are about to see a UFO, or either after they've seen the UFO, they report an instance of ESP or, you know, it's spontaneous physical phenomena. It's almost like maybe, I don't know how to put it, but there does appear to be some connection between a UFO experience and a psychic experience.
They refer to that as the hitchhiker effect. You see a UFO and stuff happens. By the way, the artist I was talking about from the album Axis Bold as Love was Jimi Hendrix. Never really took it to Jimi Hendrix, though he was a great guitarist. One of those rock musicians who died at the age of 27.
27.
Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix. Why 27?
3 times 9. Yeah, I certainly, it's not one of the paranormal coincidences or potentially paranormal coincidences that really grips my imagination, but yet it's interesting. No, I loved Hendrix. I think he just didn't live as long as Jeff Beck, you know? And I think he and Beck had enormous respect for each other. But I do recall the liner notes that may have been a transcription of a long conversation with Jimi Hendrix where he did talk about extraterrestrials, and he seems like he might have been quite a mystical person, Hendrix.
Hey, I have a list here of the 27 Club members, those who die at the age of 27. Number one, of course, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. I'm giving you the list here. Janis Joplin. This is wacky. Robert Johnson. And then we have Kristen Pfaff. I never heard of her, from a band called Hole. Richie Edwards from the Manic Street Preachers. Mia Zapata from the Gits. I never heard of that one either. A lot of these I never heard from. Chris Bell. I'm going through the list. Pete Ham. Pete Ham was the lead singer of
Badfinger.
Badfinger, right. Come and get it. Dave Alexander. Rudy Lewis from the Drifters. Ron Pigpen McKiernan from the Grateful Dead. I'm looking up the list here. That's enough. Okay. That's enough.
Well, you know,
I mean, it's just, that is wacky. That famous musicians from different eras die at the age of 27.
I'm afraid I just don't, other than wishing that they'd all made it into long, fulfilled lives, that there aren't quite enough of them to convince me that there's a, like, for instance, the way my paranormalist mind works, is there another age at which a great many rock musicians have passed away? In other words, how many of them died at 32? How many of them died at 44? You know, it's like, and you might find that in the thousands of personalities who could fit into that list, instead of maybe, how many did you think there were, like 12 at 27? What if you had another age, like 33, where you had like five of them? And I mean, that would be the way I would analyze the phenomenon to try to figure out how significant is this really.
The reason this happens is because people who were basically cultural icons from different bands, different individuals, died at that age, which drew more significance to their passing.
Little doubt about that. I think that's very well said.
Musicians and the paranormal. Actually, you know what we were talking about before we got into the musicians and the musical stuff was the Ouija board. I had one of the original Parker Brothers Ouija boards,
yeah,
which probably is worth a few dollars now, but we canned it years and years ago. I never had any luck with it, except one time, a couple of times. My friend Ken and I were teenagers, and his mom joins us. And we're getting all sorts of weird things on that Ouija board. And she would never admit it. But I'm sure she was playing games with us.
Well, you know, there are people who are such diehard. We're all familiar with the diehard spiritualist. They'll believe anything. You go, yeah, you know, I was up on a UFO ride and I saw Elvis, and there was Bigfoot. She go, oh, yeah, I was with him last week. We were drinking herb tea, and we were playing, you know, canasta. There are people who will believe everything. There are also people who will believe nothing, even when they see it. It is so remarkable. And, frankly, I think there is stuff to see. I mean, for instance, a dentist, a wonderful dentist. I'm sorry he's retired. He was just a wizard. But my dentist, medical man, very down to earth, very material, he'd go, you know, I don't believe in any of that stuff, but I really wish I knew what to make of this X stuff that happened when he was in college. And apparently he and about five of his medical buddies were living in the same house, and they were experiencing psychic phenomena that they considered unmistakably inexplicable. And yet they just filed it as like, you know, I don't believe in it, but yet, boy, was that weird. So you run into all profiles.
I think it's partly also that they don't want to be thought of as being crazy. Well, I don't believe any of this stuff, but we had this weird thing happen to me. I could say that's a way of kind of pushing away the skepticism. Listen, I'm a sane guy. I don't believe crazy stuff like this, but I can tell you.
That's actually very perceptive. I've run into that. I remember, you know, I do a lot of active research for ghost stories and reports. I go into the community, particularly if it's something like a building I'm researching or whatever. And there was one time I remember being directed to interview an individual. I was doing some research for this classic historic inn called the Roycroft Inn, East Aurora, New York. It's got all the earmarks of a sacred landscape.
We'll talk about the sacred landscape and why things strange might happen there with Mason sure. Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Mason, you say that this place had the earmarks of very strange things happening, the symptoms of something that would result in weird phenomena. How so?
Yeah, it's basically a big haunted inn and campus. That's the Roycroft in East Aurora is what we're talking about. I mean, it's a beautiful place. There's nothing dangerous about it or about psychic phenomena. But I remember years ago, I was interviewing people for ghost stories in the community, and somebody said, well, you got to interview this guy. His nickname was Moon. And he was a known eccentric, but the person said, you got to interview him. He really knows everything. So I go track him down and, you know, sit him down, have an interview with him. And I go, what can you tell me about ghost stories? Have you ever heard any supernatural folklore? I mean, that's the professional way to approach it. He goes, oh, never heard anything. Just looked me right in the eye. He goes, didn't know anything. So anyway, years later, or maybe not that long later, I'm interviewing somebody else who goes, well, I saw this miracle. But you know who you can get to confirm it is Moon, the person who told me he knew nothing. And I said, well, I already interviewed him. He told me he didn't know anything. They said, hell, he does. So I went back to track him down and go, why the hell did you tell me you didn't know anything? And he said, well, I didn't want you to think I was crazy. And I said, well, everybody already does anyway. Don't let that stop you. And then the guy spills it out. But no, you really do. There's a skill to interviewing people, and you're never going to get it perfect. But I mean, a lot of my work is interviewing people, because a lot of the stuff I try to understand and track down, it's never been published. It's not in any book anywhere. And still, some of the best evidence, maybe the best evidence there is for spontaneous psychic phenomena like apparitions, like ghosts, some of the best evidence may be the verbal testimony, eyewitnesses that are responsible and sensible that say, yep, I saw that. I mean, don't ever forget we're in a society in which the eyewitness is respected. You know, I mean, one eyewitness would have sent OJ up the river. But yet when they say, oh, I saw a UFO or I saw a ghost, all of a sudden people discount them. So what is it? Do we value verbal testimony or not? I'm of the opinion that we ought to.
But scientists will go and reject that and say, oh, well, that's just anecdotal. We can't duplicate it in a laboratory time and time again, so obviously it's not real.
Well, I think that's a very responsible presentation of their perspective. And it could be that there are never many of them. Now, scientists is a big word, because I know some very professional people who do believe in some kind of a psychic element to life. But we could be asking a lot of the wrong questions when we come to the paranormal and particularly psychic phenomena. You know, there's a famous quote to a book, landmark book, written by Jesse Weston 100 years ago. It's a great old British mythological book called From Ritual to Romance. And her epigraph to the whole book is a couple of lines from a British playwright who says something like, just demanding more evidence for something when you know the evidence doesn't exist is not the right way to disprove something. The right way to prove something, you know, the validity of a theory is how many things it strings together. How many other things does a theory explain? And it's hard coming up with a theory for the paranormal, but just claiming that a ghost won't show itself in a lab, therefore it doesn't exist, that's an invalid argument. I mean, you could go to the Buffalo Zoo right now and not see a giraffe. It's not because giraffes don't exist, it's because they don't have them out. They're closed for the night. It's cold out, you know? And I think there's a middle ground between the debunker, the skeptic, and the spiritualist, and that's the tightrope I try to tread. So I'm always looking at psychic phenomena, comparing it with natural phenomena, you know?
Well, and you know, as you stated earlier, you know, you have some people who have been raised with the materialist viewpoint, and even if, and a lot of them do, have an experience that they can't explain, they'll refuse to accept it. They'll either try to forget about it or come up with explanations that are even more wild than, yeah, I actually saw my great-grandma Matilda appear at the foot of my bed.
You know, you're so right that sometimes the skeptical rebuttals are more complicated than just accepting the likelihood that something inexplicable happened. My dad was a manufacturer. He was a real down-to-earth Anglo-Germanic guy. And I'm not sure he believed in ghosts, but he outwardly didn't believe in absolutely anything supernatural except dowsing and literally herbal healing, faith healing. I remember as a kid, there were two things. One was he wanted to drill a well in our yard, just find a well to water a new cherry tree or something. So we got a dowser. There was a local farmer who was a dowser. They find water, you know. He showed up with a couple of, fork stick, and it was remarkable. He located a underground water, and we drilled there, and it was. And I stood right next to the guy, and I watched his hands hold still, but the stick moved. Remarkable. I remember asking my dad, how's it work? He goes, I don't know, but it does. And then another time, I was a much younger, I was probably about five, I had a wart on one of my fingers. Pointed at it and said to my father, what is that? And he goes, oh, that's a wart. I go, is it dangerous? Should we take it off? He goes, well, I'll get rid of it for you. Watch this. I'll buy it from you. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'll give you a penny for it. And I, well, that's not a very good deal, you know. Are you going to get the wart? And he goes, no, it'll just go away. Watch this. Gave me a penny, and, you know, don't spend it all in one place. So I keep the penny, and then seemingly a week and a half later, I just look down at the hand, and the wart's gone. I said to my father, what happened to the wart? He goes, it's just gone. How did it happen? He goes, I don't know, but it works, you know. And this was a guy who, but this is, you know, he was raised in a farming community. And, you know, there's a lot of this old folk wisdom. And incidentally, a lot of the women or people who got hauled into the witch trials were said to have been green witches. They're basically healers, midwives. You know, they had techniques of medicine, basically folk healing, that were against the mainstream. And, you know, if you go against the mainstream, you're always setting yourself up. It's just some years it's worse and different than others.
Well, then, of course, if they had a very tight or consistent view of what people should be, people who stood out from that crowd, obviously, might find themselves in trouble.
Geez, I'm glad there's none of that going on now.
We don't even want to get into that. We have Mason Winfield.
Right.
He, of course, is a paranormal investigator, primarily covering events in and around Buffalo, New York, and environs and all that stuff. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel earlier in the week to review classified materials that were previously located in Biden's home and an office he used in Washington. Biden will speak at the church where Martin Luther King Jr. served as pastor on Sunday, ahead of the federal holiday. Biden will be the first sitting president to speak during Sunday service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Ukrainian officials are reporting a new round of missile strikes in Kyiv and Kharkiv. The strikes damaged several buildings and sparked fires early Saturday, but no deaths were reported. With an opening day of 1.5 million copies sold, Prince Harry's memoir, Spare, has become the best-selling nonfiction in history. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, there's Tim Swartz speaking out of his Ouija board. Proceed, Mason.
Well, you know, I've got to, in a gentle and friendly fashion, ask to clarify my title. I really don't call myself a paranormal investigator. I sort of call myself maybe a folklorist and a researcher. And when I get pressured, I'll say, well, I'm a supernatural historian. But I'm very careful of these titles because, you know, in paranormal subjects, there's an awful lot of these false titles, you know. And I'm not the guy who goes into the house at night in the dark with the gadgets and tries to take pictures of orbs and listen to EVPs and get white noise. And that is not what I do. I'm sort of a person who reads books, writes books, listens to people, and talks to people. That's pretty much what I do. I try to chronicle supernatural, you know, mostly psychic phenomena, look for the patterns, and then reinterpret them. That's pretty much what I do. A profiler.
So you are a paranormal observer.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I am. And I'm an author, too. You know, I've started to write mostly fiction. And I think I'm probably have done enough research books in my life. You know, regional research is pretty much what I've done. You know, I wrote a book on the War of 1812, supernatural folklore. But it's a history of the war on the Niagara frontier with the folklore I've been able to develop, attaching to the famous personalities in the war, but also to the sites, forts, battlefields. And I've written a book on the supernaturalism of the Iroquois, the Six Nations Confederacy of upstate New York, with my good friend and my Algonquin co-author, Michael Bastine. And incidentally, the book is called Iroquois Supernatural. The one battle I didn't win was for the title. And the book is published by Bear & Company in Vermont, and it's doing quite well. It's in at least its fourth edition. I think maybe of the books I've written, that might be one of the most important. It's the only attempt anyone's ever made that I know of to kind of summarize the supernatural insights and attitudes and customs of this very impressive Native American group, the Iroquoians.
Well, there are obviously legends among Native American people of paranormal encounters. I remember my wife and I had an extended stay at a hotel a few years back, and we got to talking to the people who were actually doing the cleaning every day. Of course, they don't get respect because they clean your place, which is unfortunate. But a couple of them asked about what I was doing, and I was editing my radio show at the time. I never leave home without it. And I started talking to her, and she'd mentioned one of these women, there were two there, about legends of sky people. And she didn't have a lot of details, but this was common amongst her people.
I don't know what to make of that. I'm not positive it invariably symbolizes extraterrestrial visitors, but it's certainly no way to say that it couldn't. And I do know that in South America, many regions of South America, the belief in extraterrestrial visitors is higher than almost anywhere in the world. South America, particularly along in the Andean regions and the Andean rainforest, their paranormal traditions are just powerful. They are right with people every day. And I know that their faith in hidden cities and archaeological curiosities and mysteries, as well as extraterrestrials, very strong.
Have you explored the stories about the incident in 1996 in Varginha in Brazil?
Well, it's not ringing a bell. Maybe I've heard of the case and didn't know that's what you call it, but give me the outlines.
Well, there's a documentary out now called Moment of Contact from James Fox that covers it. But we mentioned before A.J. Guevara, the Brazilian UFO researcher who died recently, and that was his stock and trade. That's one of the main cases he explored, where they saw gray alien, shiny gray alien beings in connection with the craft. The craft and possibly the bodies of these alleged aliens were recovered and supposedly picked up by U.S. authorities and taken away.
That's a third kind encounter, close encounter. So the U.S. government picked up the aliens and arrested them. For what? Illegal immigration?
Well, I don't know. I think they were all dead or dying at this point in time.
Oh,
they picked
okay.
up the wreckage, of course. They picked up the wreckage of the craft.
And they probably put up a little less resistance that way. Well,
makes it easier.
Yeah, I would figure. Maybe they slipped them a date rape drug or something. You know, they roofed their whatever. But, I am not an expert on the UFO phenomena. It's hard to believe anyone could be. It is so vast. It is absolutely, there are so many different perspectives, so much to consider. I believe it was the French scholar Jacques Vallée, paranormalist, wonderful, wonderful thinker, wonderful intellect. I mean, there are some great minds in the paranormal. I mean, among them, I'd say Colin Wilson, Jacques Vallée, Alan Hynek, for sure, Paul Devereux, some great minds in the paranormal. They've John Michel. They've just decided that this is their field. But Jacques Vallée, I believe it was, who said, whatever's behind the UFO phenomenon is a hell of a lot smarter than we are.
Jacques is a really interesting guy. We had him on the show several times.
Oh, magnificent scholar. I wish I'd heard I would like to hear that show. I mean, these are people I really, really respect. And it's so ironic that in some ways the paranormal isn't respected, because these guys could have been any kind of scholar they wanted, and they chose this field. You know, there are a number of different ways to look at the UFO phenomenon. I mean, it was Alan Hynek, who was the director of Project Blue Book, who died. He was not a young man when he died, but it was still untimely. I mean, he had years ahead of him.
A point of order, he did not head Project Blue Book, but he was a consultant.
Oh, okay. Who did head it up?
Well, they've had several heads, but the one most famous is the late Captain Edward Ruppelt, who wrote a book called The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects, which is considered one of the classic works from the 1950s. He was there for two or three years, and then the direction changed after he was trying to do serious research and became largely a public relations arm to denigrate the phenomenon. They hired Dr. Hynek to help them in investigations, and over the years, Hynek came to disbelieve or change his viewpoint from his skepticism to embracing a reality of UFOs, and he was responsible for a group called the Center for UFO Studies.
Yeah. Yeah, that part I knew. I just didn't know that he was not to be associated as the founder of Project Blue Book. Thank you for that. I'll try to be a little more precise in my terms from now on. But you know,
well, they correct me all the time, so don't worry about it.
But you know, there had been
my wife comes in and she gives me a list.
There had been some other profiles noted when it comes to the UFO phenomena. Among them is a profile of UFOs sightings and reports. They tend to be associated in zones where you get a lot of other paranormal reports, too. I mean, there's a fine researcher named Stan Gordon. I believe he still lives in Pennsylvania. He has devoted his career in a very organized fashion to compiling reports and trying to understand what they mean. He's a super nice guy, too.
More to come with Mason, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Mason Winfield, and he was mentioning somebody well-known to Paracast listeners, Stan Gordon, who has explored the unknown from his home in western Pennsylvania. And he always has good stories to tell us. He's a fun guest. He's the kind of guy where you say, "Hi, Stan, how you doing?" And then we sit back and he does the show.
He truly is a fine scholar, and he's a neat guy, too. But he's noticed the connection between Bigfoot sightings and UFO sightings, that there's a pattern there. And what could that possibly mean? And, you know, incidentally, the last time I talked to Stan Gordon, he was not convinced that the UFOs are invariably or even largely extraterrestrial craft. He wasn't sure what they were. He thought that they might have something to do with the energies of the Earth, perhaps. I don't want to put words to him, but I believe that's what we spoke about. And he's not the only one that had that feeling, because, you know, it was, I believe it might have been John Michell, the fine British paranormalist. Maybe even Paul Devereaux, too, who, when they started out their careers, now those guys are older than I am. They were, well, John Michell's not with us any longer, but those guys would probably be, they started out their careers as researchers, starting out in maybe the 60s. And they started trying to figure out the truth of the UFO phenomenon. And they were coming up with just nothing going on. I mean, there was just nothing that made sense until they started plotting. Well, Michelle started plotting, where are people standing when they say they see UFOs? And he found an enormous connection to ancient sacred sites. He called them places of ancient sanctity. And abbreviated them PAS, like Stonehenge. And, you know, the British Isles are loaded with ancient megalithic circles and mounds and stonework and all that. And the trick is that a lot of paranormalists, including me, believe the ancient sacred places have some kind of a measurable, detectable energy. And instead of simply saying, no, they don't, we could try to figure out what kind of energy that is. And it's a type of energy that influences human consciousness. When people are around these ancient sacred places, they see stuff. Even if they don't know they're on one, they see stuff. You will get a massive spike in psychic or paranormal reports of any kind in the proximity of these ancient earthworks. And, you know, North America has loads of them. The Hopewell culture, the Adena monuments, the mounds. We've got loads of them. And I'm one of the guys who will go to a neighborhood where they've got an ancient monument, and I'll walk around and interview people. And I try not to lead them on. I just go, have you heard any ghost stories in the neighborhood? And they'll spill it right out. So in other words, it seems like there's a connection between physical place and what people see, even if it's up in the sky. But the other connection might be one that Paul Devereaux discovered. And Paul Devereaux, wonderful scholar, he'd be a great candidate for your program. He went a different tangent. He went back because he'd get these, you know, he'd get newspaper reports. And the newspaper reporter, who typically were not paranormalists, they've got their minds on, you know, Hollywood movies about, you know, aliens. So somebody says, I saw a light in the air. And they're immediately translating it as UFO. And by the time it hits the papers and gets reported, it sounds like somebody saw an extraterrestrial craft up in the air. But when Devereaux would go back and re-interview them, he would actually go out there and track the witness down. The witness would say, well, that isn't really what I said. It wasn't a light that's, you know, up in the stratosphere. This light was 40 feet off the ground. And Devereaux realized that a lot of things that get reported as, you know, like extraterrestrial vehicles are quite likely to be geologically produced light forms. And I think Devereaux's first book might have been something he called Earthlights. And it's very interesting stuff. And I think there are explanations for a lot of UFO phenomena that are neither skeptical rebuttals nor non-paranormal. You know, they don't follow the company line about ETs that we just can't discover. They might have a different cause. I'll give you one more segue here. I've got a number of friends who are authors, and I'm going to keep the name of this good friend confidential. But he was given a tour of a military base at one point, and they were showing him all kinds of technology that they had from the Vietnam War, including things that you or I would never dream that the American soldiers had in Vietnam. It was like a drone with a camera in it. It looked like a dragonfly, like a little submarine that looked like a trout. It was tiny, but it could swim, and it had a camera. Well, it motored itself through the creeks. And nobody outside that museum would have ever guessed that we had that kind of advanced technology during that era, during the Vietnam era. If that's what we had then, think what we've got now that nobody knows about. And indeed, it's another one of the theories for a lot of the UFOs people. They're experimental military craft of our own government.
We're considering that a lot of these reports have gone back into the last and previous centuries. Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these, you know, more modern reports could very well be, you know, modern black projects, but it's not an overall explanation like some people are trying to do with that.
Well, yeah, that's well said, Tim. You're absolutely right about that. Yes, it doesn't explain everything that's happened in the past, but on the other hand, everything that's happened in the past, before we had modern photography and, you know, that kind of tech, it's all anecdotal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I wanted to go back. You know, you were talking about the Native American mound builders. I grew up in central Indiana, and close by was the it's now a state park, the Mounds State Park, and that area was rife with all kinds of bizarre activity. You had the, you know, the earthlights, cryptid creatures, UFOs, ghosts, you know, you name it. the Pukuji, things like that. So it's funny how these locations, it's almost like that these earthworks were built deliberately at these spots to indicate, yeah, there's something sacred going on here.
That's super cool. Well, you realize that in the old world, in Europe, the pattern is there. You know, one of the ghost walks, I have a company that does ghost walks, you know, and one of the tours we did, we haven't done it in a few years, but it used to go by an ancient burial mound in Lewiston, New York. And I would, there are stories about the burial mound. It's not a real big one, but you know, I would tell the general public anything a culture believes in that's supernatural, it will associate with these ancient earthworks. You know, in the Middle Ages, they believed in witches, fairies, giants, goblins, wizards, the folklore ghosts. The folklore is all, you know, every one of the ancient monuments has some association with these legends. And then you get to 20th century, 21st century United States, and what do we believe in? UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts. There is so often a connection between our modern, you know, cast of paranormal characters and the ancient monuments. It's really cool stuff. I wish more serious energy was being put into the study of this phenomenon rather than funding people to deny it, you know?
Well, it's like you said that these locations seem to have some kind of energy, whatever that energy is, electromagnetic or something we've haven't quite got our grasp on yet. So I think the proper research should be done into identifying what this energy is and what our consciousness plays a part in influencing it, or vice versa.
Hey, we're going to break for a moment here, and we'll continue with Mason Winfield, author of a number of history and folklore books with paranormal intent about spirits and everything, and several books of fiction. So he's covering all bases. Gene, Mason, Tim, you're in.
Who's the Paracast?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.